agenda item eight, and with, if, I don't have any, excuse me, if I don't have any objection from the group, I would like to move agenda item nine before agenda item eight. That is, discuss request from BASF Corporation regarding consistency of proposed project with the regional water plan, and consider taking action, submittal, authorizing submittal of a letter to TCEQ from the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group on consistency status. First, we'll have a presentation from BASF, and then following that, we'll have a report from our technical consultant, Tony Smith. Here with, representing BASF is Tim Osteen, I think I said that right, and Brian Mahar. Did I get close?
Close.
All right. I'll go right ahead. Just give us your name and introduce yourselves, and then give us your presentation.
Name's Brian Mahar with BASF. We represent, we purchased Lake Creek Ranch from Luminant approximately 3 years ago. So that gets you our basis here on Region G. Our consultant.
My name is Tim Osteen. I'm with Aqua Strategies. I'm representing BASF.
So basically brought him along to if he had any technical questions in detail of the modeling. But yes, we are here because the TCEQ has requested that we come visit with y'all and Region H to get a, make sure our request for a new water permit, the new junior water permit, is consistent with the plans that y'all have. So it's a non-firm water right. You might ask why we'd want a non-firm water right. The basis is when the river's flowing, it gives us some options to use the lake and do some other things, and honestly optimize our use of pumping. So we're not pumping when the water's flowing. So it, you know, best use of our, you know, the natural resources that we have available. It's really, truly that simple is the driver for this. So we're looking at a junior water right, and yes, we understand that, you know, our friends at the Water Master, you know, they're going to be regulating our flows of when we can and cannot use it. But again, we have the Lake Creek Ranch facility to back up to make sure that goes. So
I'll just add, thank you very much for considering this. And our request from this group is a letter that states that our request would be not inconsistent with the regional water plan. The three main reasons for that are that it is non-firm water, so the regional water plan is really only reserved for firm water. We're not requesting any funds from the state, and this was not contemplated on during the, any of the prior regional water plan development. So for those three reasons, it's not inconsistent with anything that's been proposed before. Just as a, I think Tony Smith is going to present some background information that is flashing on the screen here. But in general, this is all backup water for an existing firm water source. And the intent is to take it either in Brazoria County near the facility or take the water, divert it out of the Brazos River into the Lake Creek Reservoir that exists using all existing facilities under existing authorizations. So I think if y'all have any questions for us, we're here.
Any questions for Tim or Brian?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
I noticed Ben Banks. Is any of the water that will be in this consideration groundwater? Is it all surface water?
Surface water.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions for Brian or Tim? I have one. Whoever wants to answer it, am I correct that y'all have already taken this to Region H and they have approved your request?
Correct.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. Thank you. We'll let Tony speak.
So I'm just going to summarize essentially what they did here. BASF anticipates applying for a new non-firm surface water right to divert up to 9,000 acre feet a year from the Brazos River on an interruptible basis for municipal and industrial uses. in the Brazos River and in the San Jacinto Brazos Coastal Basin. As part of this application, TCEQ is requiring that BASF provide a letter from the applicable regional water planning group stating that the proposed water right is not inconsistent with the 2021 regional water plan. The board rules concerning regional water plans require supplies reflected in the plan be firm, so it's entirely appropriate that the exclusion of the proposed application from the regional water plan, the fact that it's excluded is appropriate. We focus on firm supply, and this application is for a non-firm supply. Just a couple of poignant facts about this. It leverages existing infrastructure. They are not seeking any state funding from the Water Development Board. So those are some key facts. And as noted a second ago, Region H has already approved this application in their region as well. And so the recommended action for your consideration is for approval of the submittal of a letter to TCEQ from the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group regarding the consistency status that this application is not inconsistent with the 2021 Regional Water Plan.
If not, I'll entertain action one way or the other.
Motion, I make a motion that the Region G submits the letter needed by BASF to move them down the road.
Okay, I have a motion.
I don't know that it needs to read that way.
Yeah.
But you follow.
Yeah. I think we got it. We have a motion by David Collinsworth. Do I have a second? Zach Holland. Any questions on the motion? If not, all those in favor, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All opposed, no? Okay, it passes. All right, thank you for letting me take that out of order.
Nobody?
It was a good thing. You never know.